My sister's dog got hit by a car. She said, I need you to come over and get rid of it before she gets home. The dog was small. We wrapped it up in a trash bag and took it to the dump. I had to heave it over the fence, which was higher than I'd remembered. The dog hit the top of it and fell back on the pavement. The plastic snapped in the wind. I picked it up. Fuck, she said, standing back by the car. Do you need help? With each lob, I turned away with a fuck. The brown thud coming back to me. The car was running, traffic racing past. I loosened my collar, squatting at the fence, then looked over my shoulder. Come on, she said. Hurry up, it's cold. Boy. Including the Virginia Slim, my grandmother is basically a right angle. She has framed her paint-by-number paintings and named her kitten Boy. She nods to a picture of herself on the beach in the 1940s. I sent it to all the boys in the war. They all thought I was in love with them. Boy, were they angry when they got back. She laughs and then coughs. Look how gorgeous your grandma was. Circles. Rudy's dad made circles around the block, gave us all rides on his motorcycle. He made a tire swing in their backyard. I watched him tie the rope with his three fingers on each hand. He was a welder. He built a second floor onto his house, but before he finished, he shot himself in the heart behind one of his walls. Later, Rudy gave away his dad's clothes. I took a rust-colored shirt and wore it all the time. I liked how it looked on me. Okay. This is a poem that Carlos here translated last year, called Cooperation. Just last week, she kicked him out, flung his clothes at him, sock after shirt after sock, each garment, whatever the thing he did, reproducing itself, trying to dress him like one dresses a fish for cooking. And here it is again, the hallway already red, its slanted staircase breaking from the wall, and she spills into it screaming, there isn't going to be a later. When I use the staircase, I listen to the accent and the creak of each stair, how each stair seeks to disown the previous by faking its accent. The stairs beg time after time, please separate us. But the operation is too dangerous, the stairs must continue to exist as a whole. And Robert Creeley. Robert Creeley died today. I checked the dictionary to see if he was there. No luck. I found only creel, which means a wicker basket, especially one used by anglers for carrying fish. Have you ever caught a fish? I asked my ESL students this morning. We were learning the present perfect. We have been learning the present perfect. I mean continuous. Present. We continue to learn the simple present. Read one more here, and then Brandon will join me, and we'll do these weird things we wrote together.
What's that called, Brandon? What's Steve not liking?
The collab. We're gonna do the collab. Out the window. Stay very still, like the eyes of our dead language and the walls of the cabin. The knots in the wood I might breathe through. To be what happens. The roll of the creek towards. The last I saw you, getting up to look out the window. Woe says go and I leave. The leaves fill up the gutter. Leaving is an interruption which builds a house on a calm long enough to be capable of windows. It takes a million years for a river to move a grain of sand 100 miles. I rub my eyes and it's not rain. It's just a shake from the trees. How can we survive out here? They ask one another. What year do you think it is?